Legislative Democrats haven't agreed with Governor Ducey on much, and many have been concerned that their voices and ideas have not been receiving a lot of consideration. Senate Assistant Minority Leader Steve Farley is with us to talk about his and his party's priorities for the 2017 session. Senator, what's at the top of your list for the session?
Well, education has got to be on everybody's agenda. It's especially on the Democratic agenda, but I think it's on everybody's, because if we don't reinvest in our education system at every level, from K-12 to community colleges to our higher ed, we're not going to be able to compete in this coming economy. Because we're seeing automation and globalization, those twin forces, completely destroy entire industries. And if we don't have a way that people can have lifelong retraining, we're going to have people hung out to dry as we see jobs churn in the upcoming decades. And we haven't been investing in it. The governor may say that Prop 123 was a great thing that is the be-all and end-all, but it only funded 70% of basic inflation for our K-12 system. We have a lot more to invest in. And while he may be hinting at doing something in the state of the state about teacher salaries, we have so much more need, including our building maintenance, which has not been funded at any or near the level it needs to be funded for the last 8 years, textbooks and computers in classrooms. And we are seeing teachers leave at the rate of 44% after 2 years in service because they're being paid so poorly compared to everybody else. We can't solve any of our problems, especially our economy, if we don't get our education system properly invested.
And are there any so-called social issues, any scuttlebutt about that sort of thing that you're hearing about that you think we're going to need to pay very close attention to?
Remember, we had a bill called SB 1062 a couple years ago that would have legalized discrimination by businesses against people who are LGBTQ. The sponsor of that one is Steve Yarbrough, who is now Senate President. I don't know that he's going to run that again, because the states who have passed that type of a bill have ended up suffering dramatically when businesses from around the country have pulled out of projects in their state. I'm certainly hoping that the Chamber of Commerce and other more level-headed people will be able to step in and stop that. But it's hard to tell whether or not that's something that'll come up. My problem with all that, the social issue stuff in general, is that we have other things that we really need to work on right now.
The governor has said that his plan, his hope, is to cut taxes in every session in which he's governor. And with that philosophy in mind, and the fact that there's a Republican majority in both the House and Senate, when you're talking about making an investment in education, we've heard from certain places that there just really isn't enough extra money to do that. I presume we're not even going to hear any discussion about raising revenue, but where can the money come from, Senator Farley, to add that investment that you're talking about?
Well, here's the problem, is that for all these people pleading poverty when it comes to investing in things we desperately need to invest in, whether it's transportation infrastructure or education system, these are the same folks who have been cutting consistently tax cuts since 1996 that amount to $4 billion a year lost from our general fund. They've been given the store away, and we've gotten virtually nothing in return for that. If you look at those figures, we were promised jobs, all sorts of jobs everywhere. We were promised higher wages. We've seen stagnating wages. We've been lagging the rest of the economy in our recovery from this recession. And the tax cuts haven't done a thing to help that. We need to start looking at those tax cuts. We need to start looking at these tax credits. And we need to look at these loopholes that are in our sales tax code. There's $12 billion a year, at least, that we are giving away from our sales tax code alone in loopholes that special interest lobbyists have gotten in place for their clients over the course of decades, and they never even get reviewed when they come back. We could find enough money out of that $12 billion to reduce our sales tax by 1% while increasing our revenues by $1 billion and dedicate it to education. That's the type of thing we need to be looking at and getting serious instead of pleading poverty after we've sold the store.
Not long after Governor Ducey was elected, you and I chatted, and you had said that you had some optimism because you had been, I can't recall whether it was some sort of session or retreat, and you'd gotten to know the governor a little bit and thought that he was pretty thoughtful. 2 years in, what are your thoughts now?
I'm incredibly disappointed. I remember that conversation with you. I had a great conversation with him in a leadership training thing we did in Kentucky at one point. And he talked about how much he wanted to work across the aisle and how much he wanted to work with people. He had a conversation with me. I called him to congratulate him the day after his election. He picked up the phone. We had a great conversation. He called me after I was elected Assistant Minority Leader. We had a great conversation. And that was the last conversation I have had with him. No, actually, there was one conversation I've had with him since then. When he was trying to get my vote on Proposition 123, he came by my office with a whole bunch of press and TV cameras, and he just recited talking points to me instead of having a conversation. So I guess that doesn't really qualify as a conversation. I think we need to work together. The fact is, as Democrats and Republicans, there's nothing that separates us as much as what unites us. And the fact is, we're all Arizonans. We all have to work together. We got some major issues to deal with. We may have differences of opinion, but we got to work together on figuring out how to solve those problems. And if you're not even talking to the other side, which he has not been doing, you're not going to come up with solutions that work for everybody. So that's been very disappointing to me. I'd love to see that change, but based on the last 2 years, I haven't seen any sign that it is going to change.
Senator Steve Farley is Assistant Minority Leader. And Senator Farley, thanks for helping us preview the legislative session. Always good to talk with you.
Great to talk to you too, Steve. Thanks.